Time now for Engaging with the Enemy. All right, joining us this week, we chat with Calgary Stampeders star outstanding linebacker Alex Singleton. Alex, thanks for your time.
Oh, yeah, thank you guys for having me.
First off, great name.
It's, I mean, there is nothing better.
I agree. Now, in just your second year in the league, you're well on your way to being named Defensive Player of the Year. You're at least going to be one of the nominees for it. What goes into your success, and how important is it to you to win that award this year?
The awards are, you know, nothing that I, you know, I set out, I guess, individually, you know, you do want to win those awards, but, you know, from how our team's been playing this year, that's where all, you know, all my successes came from. It's from, you know, our coaches, you know, putting all 12, especially on defense of us, in the right position this entire season. You know, I think right now we're at the tops of, you know, every category we want to be in. Our record, you know, is where we want to be at this time of the year, obviously at 13-1-1, and, yeah, so, you know, most of our success definitely lies with, you know, how our coaches, you know, set our entire defense up for success.
Now, sticking with football, what's the highlight so far of your football career, be it high school, college, pros? What's that one moment that stands out?
Oh, man, there's so many. But, you know, I would guess, I would still say, you know, getting a scholarship to play in college football. That was a huge thing, you know, to be able to, you know, because that was my first dream coming out, you know, ever playing was to, you know, get a scholarship to go play college football. And so, you know, getting to go to Montana State definitely stands out to me.
Now, a little bit more specific on that, what's your most memorable game?
Most memorable game? Actually, it would either be Weber State in college or most recently, you know, playing BC here in Calgary.
And why those games?
You know, I just think, you know, the impact I had personally in those games, just, you know, I just felt like, you know, I kind of was doing, you know, more than normal and, you know, running around more and, you know, making more plays personally and, you know, while excelling in the system.
Now, one of our listeners, Dylan Banau, wants to know, what's the most Canadian thing that you love to do? And on the opposite thing, end of that, what's the most Canadian thing that you don't like to do? Thinking like Tim Hortons, poutine, those stereotypical Canadian things.
Yeah, you know, I saw that tweet today. Yeah, the most Canadian thing I like to do. I mean, what is super Canadian, though? I mean, I eat Tim Hortons almost every day, so I definitely can't not like Tim Hortons. So I guess Tim Hortons up there. I mean, living in the snow, that's super Canadian, isn't it?
Do you like or dislike that?
That would have to be the dislike, doesn't it? Like, doesn't every Canadian have to secretly hate living in the snow?
Not
I'm
so
in
secretly.
Southern California.
Yeah,
we
we're
don't
usually,
secretly hate it.
We're usually pretty vocal about it.
Yeah, you know. So that would be my hate. My love would be the people. The people are really nice here.
Even in Calgary, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice to me.
Remember, they are mostly from Saskatchewan, right?
That's right.
You know, that is, as much as I can say, I do hear that more than anything. It's that, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I am a Saskatchewan fan. And it's like, oh, my, why is everybody from there? I thought the place was tiny.
Well, it's tiny because everybody goes and migrates to Calgary. So what's the deal with your celebration when you get a sack or an interception?
So it's the Donnie Thornberry. I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Wild Thornberries. It was a show on Nickelodeon.
I might be too old for that. I think we're all too old for that.
And yeah, I couldn't even tell you the years it was on. But me and Bo were riding on a bus, and we were watching, I don't know what we saw. So we were talking about, I guess we were talking about old Nickelodeon shows that we watched growing up. And The Wild Thornberries came up for, you know, whatever reason. And we were watching videos, and Donnie Thornberry, you know, he's running around making the little, like, noise and, like, shaking his arms all around. And so me and Bo were like, hey, if we make plays, and this was when we were in Toronto, and we were kind of like, if we either of us make a play, let's do that. And it just so happened that, you know, they caught me on, you know, right, making that sack against Ricky Ray doing it.
Do you do that sound when you do the celebration, too?
Every time.
Excellent. Be disappointed if you didn't.
You know, yeah, I go on the Fan 960 here in Calgary, and when I call in, it just actually, they just play the sound now.
That's awesome.
So going away from football, if you could eat only one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Baby back ribs.
Any sides to go along with it?
Honestly, it doesn't matter. Fries, probably. Make it easy.
certain sauce that goes on the ribs?
Oof. See, that's hard because I don't know. It would just, you know, any barbecue sauce, but because I don't make them ever. Like, mine are never as good as when I go out to get them. So I don't know where I would pick that, you know, if I had to pick that one choice, or In-N-Out Burger.
So now you got a day to yourself. You got a plate of baby back ribs in front of you. You're sitting down on the couch. Watch something on Netflix. What are you picking and why?
That's hard. I've watched a lot of series. I, you know, have had a lot of off-season free time. Let's go Breaking Bad, just because it's awesome. Lots There's of... nothing like, you know, imagining being a meth dealer, I guess.
So in case this football career doesn't work out.
I know how to make meth, according to Netflix.
What would you say is your best secret hidden talent?
Oh, man, hidden talent. That I can snowboard. A lot of people just don't, being from Southern California, that I grew up snowboarding.
So one of our listeners, Shannon, asked also, what is your favorite Harry Potter book or movie?
I saw that one too, and I actually am not a big Harry Potter fan.
Do you have any other nerdy shows that you watch?
You know, like, the only Harry Potter book I've read is the first one, and the only movie that I remember is the first one. So I guess I'm definitely sticking with the first book.
That'd be your answer for the most loved and most hated of the series as well?
Yeah, it would have to be. I mean, you know, just throw out maybe part one of, you know, movie seven, but that would just be a shot in the dark.
Now, Alex, you also do a lot of work with the Special Olympics. Can you tell us about that?
Actually, this morning I did the Breakfast Champions in Calgary, and it's a huge thing for me. My older sister actually has Down syndrome and has been participating in Special Olympics for, you know, I would say the last 20 years, but it seems like my whole life she's been doing it. So being involved in it, I grew up, you know, obviously supporting my sister. And when I became old enough to volunteer at 14, I was a full-time volunteer with Special Olympics in Southern California. And then, you know, so everywhere I've gone, I've always made sure that I was involved in Special Olympics.
That's great to hear. I saw some of the pictures, absolutely beautiful. And I appreciate your work helping doing that as well. So thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. Of course. The best.
So we have a segment on our show. It's a lot of fun. And it's called the CFL Hottie Bowl. So I'm not sure if you've heard of this. But basically, think of the NFL Pro Bowl.
Yep.
But for the good-looking dudes.
Wasn't I a first-round overall pick?
You were the...
Yep.
Let's go.
So my question on that is, how do you deal with that sick flow you have?
You know, my girlfriend buys hair products all the time for it to try to contain it. I don't really do much, though. I brush it after I shower, and then that's it. I wear it up a lot of the time. The only time I have it down is in football.
Who has better hair, you or Taylor Loeffler?
Oh, me by far.
Would you ever consider cutting it into a mullet?
Yes, that would be sick.
Can you please? That would be the best.
Because Yager is here in Calgary, and, yes. You know, now that there's, like, a hair competition in the city, for sure, if I cut a flow, like, wouldn't I do, it would have to be. Like, if I cut a mullet, it would be awesome.
Yes.
You're talking to two guys on this show who are diehard Penguins fans, grew up with the Yager mullet, so you may get an extra fan out of that.
Yeah, if you get yourself to a game there and do that, the photo ops between you and Yogs would be just fantastic.
Oh, that, secretly, I know that there's been, you know, because he's busy doing all that, you know, flame stuff, and I don't, you know, might not be as high up on his list to do, but I do know that they have asked if I would do, like, a segment or something with him about hair, so...
Well,
see if we get that done anytime soon.
If that happens, I look forward to that. That'd be great.
Oh, you're telling me.
Who would you say is your biggest hero or inspiration?
Oh, my dad or my sister, easily. Easily dad and sister. Dad, just because of his work ethic and everything, you know, he, you know, did for us growing up. And, you know, no matter how hard he worked or how late he was working, he was at, you know, every sporting event always. And then, I mean, my sister, you know, that's an obvious one. I think she's the best athlete in my family by miles and days. So, you know, those two for sure. Keeping it in family.
Now, we got a lightning round for you as well, too. So just bang these off here. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
You see, well, already Amy's like, nope. No, apparently that's the wrong answer.
What?
Yeah. See, I'm on Team Coke for drink, but Team Pepsi for a Slurpee.
Ooh, But see, if I really had to choose a drink, it'd be Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Winner.
You won all the points with that one.
That's Dr. Pepper by far.
Last year, did you and Bakari grant just down cases of Dr. Pepper last year?
No. Why? Does he love Dr. Pepper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. When he gets here, I'm going to definitely go call him and see if he wants to give me Dr. Pepper.
Please do. Tell him that we sent you.
I will.
And that's the right answer is Dr. Pepper.
Good. By far.
Dogs or cats, and why?
Dogs, because I feel like my dogs back home would be mad if I picked cats, but also so would my cat back home. So, but dogs. I like dogs better. You can walk with them. Cats just don't like to go on walks.
Comedies or thrillers?
Comedies.
Biggest celebrity crush?
We'll go Jennifer Aniston. Nothing, you know. Oh,
you're just knocking these all apart tonight.
Cake or cookies?
Ooh, cake. Depends on what kind of cake. Like red velvet cake would win, I think.
All right.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
You know what? I think that's it for the lightning round. Mm. You have one chance to say to Rider Nation what's going on with you. What do you want Rider Nation to know about you?
What do I want them to know about me? That I'm not just a, you know, horrible Calgary Stampeder.
But it's so fun to hate you guys.
But I did see a good tweet the last time we played. They said, as much as I want to hate them, they couldn't. And, you know, it made me happy that there was a little soft spot in people in Saskatchewan for us that we, you know, we're swaying you guys.
That was probably me, because I was defending Bo Levi Mitchell and his troll tweets to Rider fans on the Bo Show. Yeah, that was probably me. I was defending him, saying that he made everybody fall for it. So
and he got pretty hard for it by fans of the team, too.
Yeah, apparently I'm a big Stamps fan now. So
yeah, it happens. We're persuasive lately.
Would you mind going easy on the team this week?
I would choose not to if I can, you know, but... I do love playing Saskatchewan. It is one of the best weeks, whether we're there or here. You know, the fans are great. It makes the rivalry really fun. And, but they don't go easy, so I can't go easy. And half of them are, like, my good buddies now. Like, I played with Derek, played with Bakari, played against, obviously, everybody a few times now in the league. And so it's fun going against guys that you know well and competing against. So we just have fun with each other.
Well, I hope you have fun, but not too much fun this upcoming Friday, Alex. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. You guys are make it easy.
And please do cut your hair into a mullet.
I'm going. When I, like, because I plan on cutting it eventually. And when I do, I'm definitely rocking the mullet for a little bit.
Good.
Yeah, you can't grow this out for this long and not have a mullet for a little bit.
I think it would be a disservice to humanity if you did, really.
That's what I'm... I see. That's what I'm talking about. Except the problem is my girlfriend's a hairdresser. And she's the only one that thinks she'll be able to cut it. And I don't know if she'll be down for the mullet. But
and you can't really, like, go and get a new hairdresser for that either.
Yeah, that's like cheating. That's like, you
it's
know,
a
that's
a sticky situation you're in.
Yeah, then it's like, hello.
just do it yourself.
That's like, oh, but then it'd be just like me cheating on her with myself.
That's better than the alternative?
That is true, I guess. That is true.
I think the only thing better than a mullet is a bad mullet, so you're in good hands.
That's true.
Alex, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.